During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, Horror in the Heartland, a conversation with Richard Cutshaw. Richard Cutshaw spent his childhood in the quiet town of Parsons, Kansas, in a house that was rumored to be haunted. Growing up in this tiny town in the middle of the country was anything but peaceful, despite the fact that it should have been. It was inevitable that he would spend his childhood surrounded by strange occurrences such as seeing apparitions, hearing voices, encountering doppelgangers, and possibly even demonic beings that could only be described as horrifying. This would ignite a fascination with the supernatural that would last a lifetime. The Grave Talks, this is his account. Today on The Grave Talks, we hear his account of what happened.
You know, it really, I think it did stem from my experiences in the house. You know, we moved in when I was about, I would say, you know, around six maybe. That's when I first, and I didn't know what to really think of it at first. You're just a kid, so you just sort of have like almost like a physiological reaction to things. Like, you know, where your hair stands up, or I remember when we first came into the house, the very first memory I have of, you know, it was this dark, older house built, you know, I think it was updated in the 50s, but I think originally it was, you know, maybe 30s or something. Mm-hmm. But and then another, you know, I get that point of the story later, but another thing we learned was that it actually was built on a foundation over another foundation. So there used to be a house there before. So who knows how long, you know, it'd been there, but it was just kind of dark, foreboding, had a lot of wood, you know, built-ins, but dark panel. So the house, you know, it was two-story, and it really, you know, it was kind of freaky. It had those, and of course, I didn't know what the story was at the time, but it had those windows, like, at the front of it, like the Amityville Horror kind of, where they almost look like two eyes at the front, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, when we got there, I remember, you know, my brother and I were pretty excited to go up, and because you want to see your new house, and everyone's talking about it and stuff, and, it, you know, we went up to the house and went into it, and we tried to get in our room and tried to see what we were going to be sleeping. And there was an inbuilt, I remember, a built-in toy box. And that was pretty cool, you know, for us as kids. And but then I remember I left something, you know, I remember going upstairs and feeling like there were all these people watching me, mm-hmm. that we weren't alone, that there were people around. And I was a kid, so you don't know what to really think about it. You just think, oh, it's scary, you know, what's happening?
Sure.
And you just kind of have a reaction, you know? So I left something upstairs. We came downstairs. We kind of hightailed it downstairs. And I remember, you know, telling my dad I'd left this, you know, had a favorite stuffed toy I used to carry around. And I said, oh, I left that. He said, where's that at? And I said, it's upstairs. And he said, well, go back up and get it. And I said, no. There are people up there watching us. You know, there's people up there watching me. And he said, oh, what are you talking about? You know, and just typical yeah. how parents handle things.
Sure. Dismissive.
So, yeah. So those experiences, I think, you know, that was being in that house was what sort of galvanized me, like thinking about the paranormal and stuff. And I, you know, and then in high school and middle school, I started kind of reading about it at the time, and there wasn't that much material available at the time. You know, it wasn't like now what it is, mm-hmm. but there were people like, you know, what was his name? Daniel Cohen was an author that had a lot of things about some haunted or monsters, kind of paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
Lloyd Auerbach, mm-hmm. you know, there's just these kind of, you know, I used to read about Harry Price, you know, and people like that. So it's just a fascinating, you know, you just wonder what it is because it's so defying to everything you sort of know mm-hmm. that it's very scary, you know?
Sure. You had this experience and your dad kind of dismissed it. How did it go on from there?
Well, you know, the whole family eventually started having experiences. Mm-hmm. But at first, you know, it was always one of the things, you know, about it. I mean, you kind of have these typical sort of experiences you hear about with haunted areas. One feeling was, again, like, you know, that you were always kind of, people were around, somebody else was there, they were watching you. Mm-hmm. I remember, when you were alone in the house later on, you know, as I was left alone as a kid, you would feel, I mean, I think there were several spirits in the house. So you would sort of feel somebody or a group. A couple come downstairs mm-hmm. and sort of, because they seem to, most of them seem to be upstairs, they seem to stay up there, but there would be time, you would almost feel like the presence, you almost feel the energy come down in the house and just to come down to either greet you or, you know, sometimes it felt malevolent, sometimes it felt almost kind of like playing a joke on you. Sometimes it felt, you know, sometimes it felt just like they were there just observing, you know, but you felt like this real presence. And so that was one thing that everyone always felt in the house. And another thing, you know, and all the family members, just a creepy feeling, you know, and then another thing were cold spots, you know, you'd hear people talking, kind of like a murmur. It sounded almost like somebody was underwater, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And then you'd investigate and you'd be no one around. You'd also hear people like upstairs, particularly upstairs. It wasn't always centered upstairs, but in the room that my brother and I, when we first moved in the house, we shared, it was the most active probably. And used to hear someone walking or closing the door. One time I heard, you know, I had some weights upstairs and this was in my room, which is an adjoining room. It wasn't the room that I was previously talking about, but I had a, you know, as a teenager, you lift weights, you know, trying to lift weights, I had a little weight set. And I heard somebody pick up the, and my family was, we were all there. You could hear someone picking up the, like the barbells and just dropping them like boom, you know, on the floor. Mm-hmm. It's very heavy, you know, I mean, you're talking maybe 100, you know, 80 pounds. I was trying to bench press, you know, so it was like a lot.
Sure.
Know? And, that type of thing. And then, you want me just to go into some just particular stories from different, or just my stories and family members. Okay.
I want to hear both. I mean, let's just kind of work it like so as we're talking about as it progressed.
Okay, sure. So I think as it progressed, I think it sort of, like I said, you know, I'm not, you know, I know a lot of people associate stuff like paranormal stuff. If you have some people, so, oh, this is evil, this is good, this is, you know, the devil or something like that. I mean, some of the things, I mean, I still, like you said, it still sort of triggers you where you think, what is this? Like, what happened? Like, what's
sure.
kind of what does that mean towards us as human beings, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where is this real? Mm-hmm. And, so I remember, particularly, closer when I was around, well, when I was still around probably about six or seven, maybe eight, somewhere around that range. I remember one thing that was one particularly kind of scarier moment. And that's what I mean. Sometimes it was scary. Sometimes it was kind of just weird. Sometimes it was just strange. But there were times when it just felt like it was malevolent or something, like it wanted to try to frighten you. Mm-hmm. And so I remember my brother and I, we shared this room. So we we had a kind of those big brass kind of big poster bed kind of these things. I think that's what they used to call them.
Sure.
And kind of high up, you know, for a kid, kind of high up. And, you know, so I used to, so I remember one particular instance, I was, I woke up and I saw like these, this, I think this happened twice. I saw like these sort of things. I saw this one thing at the foot of the bed, kind of like that classic story you hear, the thing at the foot of the bed. But it was like a, it looked like an imp-like creature almost. I mean, I couldn't, like, the only way I can describe it, it kind of almost had like a, like almost like you could sort of see something protruding from its head. You could see its two eyes. And at first I had the outline of like, I thought it was, it's the cat.
Yeah.
You know, the cat's staring at me. And, but you know, then you realize the cat can't, you know, the cat's not three or three and a half feet tall or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it just sat there kind of, you know, kind of blink, you know, I don't remember it blinking or anything, just kind of looking at me. And I was really, you know, super frightened. And of course, I, after a while, I mustered up the courage that I could put the covers over my head, you know, and try to wait for it to leave. Mm-hmm. And it must have, you know, I'd say it happened twice. It happened two or three times, but it was enough times that I started actually sleeping a BB gun. My BB gum when I was a kid.
Sure. Gotta have something.
And, but you know, that ended after my mom found it. But I used to also put a ring of these toys around my bed as some sort of protection. You know, I had like, it sounds ridiculous, but I had these Shogun warriors and stuff that they used to make, these big kind of robotic kind of warrior things. And, I used to put those around my bed and just circle my bed with toys to think like, well, this will keep them away, you know?
Sure, sure.
And so that was one. That was one of the, yeah, that was one of the scarier things. And I'm an artist, so I've actually made some representations of some of that stuff, some prints of things that happen. But so, and then my brother, you know, he had an incident that, and some of the stuff that my brother and I experienced, like, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to talk and kind of unpack that before we go to your brother's incident, because I got some questions about that. Let's dive into that. So this thing in your room, it looks, you know, you thought it was the cat at first, so then you describe it as kind of an imp-like creature. I mean, what is going through your mind? What had you experienced prior to this to give you any sort of reference point, if anything at all, as to what you're seeing?
Well, I didn't really, you know, the only thing I can, you know, is sort of the representations of the devil or something like that, you know, and that's what I mean. I don't want to ascribe to it necessarily. It was evil or sure. Whatever. I don't know.
But
as I've gotten older and kind of done more research, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, if you have those, you know, even if it wasn't something malevolent, whatever it was, it was representing itself in kind of a scary way to you.
It goes into... I felt like it was like an impish like creature, what people would sort of feel like an imp. And I've read of haunted places kind of having these creatures, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know if that was the spirit, whatever it was, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it was demonic necessarily, but I don't know. Whatever this thing was, I don't know if that was trying to sort of throw something at me to say, hey, you know, this, I'm going to scare you, mm-hmm. you know, or what that was. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have
Continue on. So you were also saying that you had experiences, you had that one yourself, and then your brother came into having one, or you had one together.
Oh, yeah, around, my brother was 2 years younger than me, so around the same, and you know, I always think the spirits sort of, it's very easy for them to target kids, because I think kids, for one thing, they're much more tuned to the world, you know, and the environment, and because you're smaller, and you just, you know, and you just don't have as much sort of in your head in a way about thinking about stuff. And I think that you're sort of, I guess there's that saying, you're closer to the veil in a way.
Sure.
And you sort of, I think it's easier for kids. And I think, you know, my brother, so I'm not a natural, my biology is my, you know, my brother is actually from my trying to think I'd say it like biologically, mm-hmm. I had a different father than my brother.
Okay.
So my brother, his family seems to have like a lot of psychic, you know, phenomena in their family, history of it, and seeing things and hearing things. So I think he was actually even more attuned to it than I might have been, but we didn't share a lot of stories till later on, which was kind of strange.
Sure.
Even though we shared a bed, you know?
Yeah.
He would tell me. So the story I was saying about him is that he woke up in the middle of the night, same kind of thing, but he saw the wall on fire. It looked like the room was on fire. And so he started freaking out at first, and they just faded away. And then, so he recalled that to me, which is very interesting because later on we would actually see, we would actually find like these. So the house was actually built on another foundation. It was an old railroad town. And this is in Kansas, which.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.